Hi, I'm Ray Gibbons from the Mayo Clinic, and I'm here with Ann Curtis, who is the Charles and Mary Bauer Professor of Medicine and Chair of the Department of Medicine at the State University of New York at Buffalo. And we're here to discuss anticoagulation dilemmas, which is a topic that Ann's going to address at this meeting. Welcome to Axel, Ann.
Thank you.
Now, as I understand it, you were assigned the non-valvular atrial fibrillation issue, but you're really trying to define what to do at the boundaries of people with valvular heart disease. Is that right?
Well, that's right. We know what to do with patients who don't have valvular heart disease, but the definition of valvular heart disease and then how to treat them when you're trying to do thromboprophylaxis in patients with these problems is a dilemma.
Yeah, so how much valvular disease is really valvular disease?
Well, it was an interesting topic to look into, so I sort of put it in the three different buckets, and the first one I would mention is just patients who have native valve disease. So you've got patients who have, say, mitral regurgitation or aortic stenosis, problems like that, and some of them will have atrial fibrillation. So you have to decide what kind of an anticoagulant to use in that case. And from looking at the current guidelines and studies that have been done, the conclusion I came to is that as long as you're not dealing with mitral stenosis, that you can pretty much do what you want. So either treat a patient with warfarin, if that's the way you want to go, or you can use one of the direct oral anticoagulants.
And mitral stenosis is different because those patients were excluded from the trials.
Right. There weren't any of the trials that had those patients in them. And then if you look at both the ACC-AHA guideline for treating patients with atrial fibrillation or valvular heart disease, or if you look at the European Society of Cardiology guidelines, they all put mitral stenosis in the same bucket as patients with mechanical heart valves and recommend that warfarin be the anticoagulant of choice.
Well, so let's move on then to, I guess, the second bucket, which is mechanical heart valve.
I think that one's pretty easy, too, because there's really only been one major trial using warfarin against one of the newer agents, and that was dabigatran in the REALIGN trial. And when they randomized patients with mechanical valves to either the dabigatran or warfarin, it clearly came out in favor of warfarin. And so the trial got stopped, and we all know now that if someone has a mechanical heart valve, that you want to use warfarin and not one of the direct oral anticoagulants.
Yeah, so for the most part, people are steering clear of the novel agents in the presence of mechanical heart valves.
Absolutely true.
Both in terms of practice and research as well.
That's right. No, I don't think you could do a study anymore with a mechanical heart valve and randomize patients because of the outcome of that trial. So I think that one's been answered pretty well. The gray zone is the third bucket, which is the bioprosthetic valves. And that's been a tough one. I went and looked back at the major trials of anticoagulation using the novel agents versus warfarin. So all the original pivotal trials for the drugs such as apixaban, rivaroxaban, edoxaban. And it was interesting to see what the definitions of valvular heart disease were and who they excluded. And they weren't all completely the same. So it kind of muddies the waters a little bit.
They actually mention bioprosthetic valves or just leave them out?
Leave them out, or they would say things like valvular heart disease requiring anticoagulation. So you define it. So it's hard to know. So they showed that in non-valvular AFib by whatever definition they used was okay. And so the only thing I could do then is go back and see what the current guidelines tells us. And again, even there's some difference of opinion. The 2014 atrial fibrillation guideline really doesn't speak to that very directly. It talks about mechanical heart valves and really doesn't address it very explicitly. Then you have the valvular heart disease guidelines that the American College of Cardiology put out, and we also have the European Society of Cardiology guidelines. I think the most conservative answer about the bioprosthetic valves is that warfarin, no one can argue with. And so I think it becomes a good way to go with most of those patients. And probably, and this is just my opinion, more so in the mitral position than in the aortic position. The European Society of Cardiology guidelines, though, do mention the use of the direct oral anticoagulants for patients with bioprosthetic valves as an acceptable answer. So I think for me, the take-home message I would have from that is that probably prefer warfarin. But if you have a patient who's taking warfarin with a bioprosthetic valve and you can't get them anticoagulated properly, then I think you're better off going with a direct oral anticoagulant than leaving them unprotected against stroke.
Yeah, and I think people can fall back on the fact that at least one major group, the Europeans, have spoken in favor of that approach. But it is an example of one of the issues that sometimes comes up. When guidelines disagree, it usually means the evidence is not very clear cut.
That's exactly true. And then also, if they don't speak to a particular topic, the answer is that because the data is not there to make a decision about it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, clinicians have to actually make the decision.
They have to take care of the patient that they've got in front of them, absolutely.
So you would start with Coumadin for bioprosthetic valves, particularly if they're in the mitral position, but recognize that the fallback would then be novel anticoagulants if things really are not managed well with Coumadin.
I think that's the best way to put that. Now, as we get more experience, especially with things like registries and all that, we may learn more information that'll help change that. But for right now, there's just not the data there that tells you that it's going to be equivalent in terms of protection against thromboembolism if you use a direct agent versus warfarin.
So I think this is useful in a very practical sort of way for our listeners. So as long as it's not mitral stenosis, native valvular disease can be treated with novel anticoagulants as people wish. Mechanical heart valves and mitral stenosis, definitely Coumadin. And bioprosthetics a little less clear cut as we've gone through. And that primarily reflects limited evidence. And that limited evidence is reflected in the differences in the guidelines.
You've summed it up very well.
Thanks for coming to Axel, Anne.